Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. It's bowl week, and it's getting close to draft time right around the corner. And today we're joined with Wyoming Cowboys' Chris Brzezinski. Chris, how you doing today?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Great. You know, Chris, I was looking at last year's schedule, and you guys, you were in the New Mexico Bowl. You guys had beaten Fresno State. That bowl experience, and so much is made of that. Curious to get your take on the playoff system, especially with TCU and Utah and the Mountain West. I mean, is the bowl experience very special? We kind of lose sight of that for the kids. I mean, for you being in that atmosphere, would you prefer a playoff system or staying in the bowl system?
You know, I mean, a lot of guys nowadays, you know, you hear a lot of talk about guys pushing for the playoff system. And it's kind of hard for me to go either way just because of the experience you get when you play in a bowl game, just the whole experience going there for a week, all the gifts you get. So it's really a good experience, and I think you would lose some of that if you did go to a playoff system as far as being able to travel. It seems to me that it would be you'd probably go the night before and probably would lose some of that experience. So I think it kind of works both ways. It'd be neat to see some of these schools, TCU, Utah, some of these schools, these conferences that aren't automatic qualifiers, be able to play for a national championship. But at the same time, I think you could lose some of the experience that goes along with playing in a bowl game.
Nice. And playing in that bowl game and being so much is kind of made of those goodie bags. What was the best thing you got out of that gift bag last year?
I got a Sony surround sound. So that was pretty sweet. They had a Sony suite where you had 5 points going there. And they had anything from iPods to a surround sound. So I used all my 5 points on the surround sound. So I've been enjoying it so far.
Nice. Now this season you guys finished 3-9. Exactly wasn't the year you wanted. You're fun on a year at Wyoming. Looking back, do you believe your college career is kind of here and gone, and now you're kind of looking at that next step in your life?
Yeah, it's crazy. It seems like yesterday when I came in as a freshman. And again, like you said, we did struggle this year. It wasn't the season we were expecting. We played a real tough schedule. I think 5 or 6 of our games were ranked opponents, and then 2 or 3 of them were in the top 5. So it wasn't the year, but looking back, I wouldn't change anything. Had a great experience. Met a lot of good people. And was able to play college football at the highest level and play in some of the greatest venues that you can play. So, again, like you said, it's a disappointing season. But all in all, it was a great experience, and I really wouldn't change anything about it.
And for you in your game, I mean, I know you led the team in tackles. You're 4th all-time with 373 tackles. So, I mean, obviously everyone knows that you're a guy that can make plays. You can play in the box and whatnot. Is there anything about your game just due to the system that you guys made in Wyoming that might not be able to, you know, something that you didn't get to showcase that you think you kind of do kind of well? I mean, because you get labeled. I mean, if you can tackle well, then you're the tackler. If you're a cover guy, you're a cover guy. Then you kind of lose some of the respect on the other end. I mean, looking at that, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, for me, just in with our system, I think I relied heavily on me more in the running game. So you might not have seen me as much in coverage, although, I mean, I did it at times, and I think I was pretty successful. But, that was probably the biggest aspect, just playing in coverage. I feel like I have the skills, but I still need to develop them as far as technique and footwork and whatnot, but I think everything's there. I just haven't had quite the experience as far as playing in coverage more as much as I did coming down and playing in the box and being more in the run game. So I think it's there. It just needs to be developed and worked on and fine-tuned, and it's hopefully throughout these next couple of weeks I can work on and then hopefully showcase.
Right. Once again, Chris Brzezinski, the Wyoming Cowboys second team All-Mountain West free safety, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. In terms of looking at that next step, Chris, I mean, have you thought of an agent? Have you had, are you thinking of where you're going to work out, like combine type, pro day type stuff? Is that coming to effect yet?
Yeah, I actually got all that kind of settled down. I took a few visits, met with a few agents. As of now, I am going to head out to Orlando and train with Tom Shaw here. I think I'm leaving Sunday. So depending on a combine invite, that'd be huge if I get one of those. But I'll head out to Orlando and train for about 8 weeks. And then depending on a combine invite, I'll head to the combine, or if not, just try to do all I can at the pro day.
Nice. Any all-star invites? Are you planning on East West Shrine, Texas First Nation, Senior Bowl, or anything?
No, I haven't heard. I mean, I've heard some stuff from Texas First Nation, but I really haven't got official invites. So hopefully in the next week or so, those will come out.
You know, Chris, I mean, for you, I mean, I did looking at your bio and stuff, it seemed like, you know, you were that offensive kid in high school, and, you know, you switch over to, I think, mostly defensive side on, you know, but when you look back at it, I mean, was this the dream all along to have this chance to play at the next level? I mean, was this the goal?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I guess just growing up for my whole life, I just kind of took it one step at a time. Coming out of high school, I grew up in Wyoming. It's kind of hard to get recognized out of here, just with the population. But for me, once I went to Wyoming, my goal there was just to play there and eventually start someday. And the reality really didn't set in until probably my junior year or senior year when I thought about possibly the next level. And now, again, it's kind of coming into focus, and I'm kind of pursuing that right now, and hopefully that'll all become a reality. But yeah, it's definitely a dream. You always kind of grow up wanting to do something like this and be able to do something and do your passion as a job. So it's been a dream, but again, I really never imagined it as a reality.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to wrap your head around when you kind of think of, you know, what lies ahead for you and how busy you're going to be in the next 4 or 5 months. I mean, it's probably going to be mind-boggling what you're going to do. And the biggest thing is, I hope to have you back on the show because I love talking to you guys before you get to these combine facilities and just hear about the body transformation, because we know you're obviously fit now. But what they do to you after you leave one place, you know, they're gonna cut your body fat down 10%, add 10 pounds of muscle, make you 5 times quicker than what you already are. You know, it's just amazing hearing you guys. You know, you guys are great athletes already, but just even being that much more fine-tuned is great stuff to hear. I'm looking at the Mountain West, a lot of quality players, DeMarco Sampson, San Diego State, Vincent Brown, same team. I mean, looking at some of the guys in the Mountain West that you went up to, is there anyone that kind of stands out and you're one of the top guys?
Definitely, like you said, Vincent Brown. Had the opportunity to play against him for the last couple of years, and I mean, man, he has it all as far as speed and his route running and his hands overall. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. I got to spend a little time with him in Vegas over the conference media days, and so that was kind of neat. I've also had a pretty good relationship with Andrew Rich out of BYU, another safety, and we kind of been talking throughout this whole process, just seeing where each other are. And I definitely think he has a lot of potential to play at the next level. So it's exciting kind of having these relationships with some of these guys on these other teams and just kind of following each other and just seeing where each other's paths go. So definitely keep in touch. And there's always a pretty good selection out of the Mountain West that does pretty well in the league. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Chris, you there? All right, we seem to lost our guest here, Chris. Sometimes that happens, and we're going to try to get him back on and finish his show with Chris Brzezinski, the free safety from Chris?
Yeah.
All right. There. Sorry, we lost you there somehow. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Get back to that. What we were talking about, you know, the time and the guys going up against Vincent Brown. Let's get back to where we were. You were talking about San Diego State and Vincent Brown, wide receiver, and you going up against him.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I had the chance to go up against Vincent Brown now for the last couple of years, and yeah, he really has it all as far as speed and his route running and then his ability to catch anything that's around him. So I'm kind of excited to see where he goes. I'm expecting him to probably be somewhere in the three to four round range. So to be able to play against him, that was definitely fun and a good experience. And again, I got the chance to meet him and kind of hang out with him for a few days in Vegas when we were at the conference media days. So it's kind of cool, you know, to kind of have these relationships and then be able to follow these guys in their pursuit of the NFL. And then some other guys just kind of had relationships with Andrew Rich out of BYU. He's another safety. We've kind of kept in touch throughout this whole process, just seeing what each other are doing, and kind of as far as training. So yeah, overall it's just a good experience. It's just fun to meet some of these guys, and just kind of know what they're doing, and know that they have the same aspirations as you as far as playing at the next level.
Yeah, and in your game, I mean, if we took you and put you in an NFL uniform right now, I mean, which player that plays in the NFL are you going to remind us the most with your style of play?
Shoot, that's put me on the spot. I don't know. I look a lot at Leonard, that plays for the Jets. He's hurt now as far as the safety.
Okay.
And maybe more like Tom Zbikowski out of the Ravens, so... you know, I mean, they're definitely good players out there. I have to work hard to get to their level, but those are kind of some of the guys that I look up to in the NFL right now that play at the safety position.
Yeah, those are good guys to follow us. Great players, especially Leonard. It was a shame to see him get hurt. He broke his leg in practice. Chris, we always like to have some fun. We call it sweeping the corners, sweeping the four corners, kind of getting some fun, goofy stuff up. You ready to go with that?
Let's do it.
All right. If Chris Brzezinski was on America's Got Talent, besides football, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I would say juggling. I'm a decent juggler. A little practice, I think I could do pretty well on that show.
Nice. Sweeping the next corner. If you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, which dinner date would you like to have with you?
What's dinner date or what's female?
Female dinner date. Who would you like to bring with you?
I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Nice. Nice. She won last year, just so beat Halle Berry by like 3 votes.
Oh, yeah. Can't
beat that. A lot. Everyone's choice. There's no bad choices. I know that there wasn't any odd ones. Oh, you know what? I think Brian Price from UCLA said Oprah, and we started to laugh. And reminded.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Well, no, because then it reminded me of the Comedy Central show. So I was laughing. But who's the best trash talker you went up against during your days at Wyoming?
Guy I've seen talk the most trash was probably Derek Martin, who played for Wyoming. He's now with the Packers. The guys I went up to, I know DeMarco Sampson out of San Diego State talked a lot. There's too much talking to really know who's the best at it. But off the top of the head, I'd probably go with those two.
Nice. And the final corner of the sweep here with our guest, Chris Brzezinski of the Wyoming Cowboys. Chris, if you could go back and play one more game with the Wyoming Cowboys, who would you like to go back and beat?
There's a game we could replay again. I'd probably go back to Texas just because being able to play at Texas in Memorial Stadium in front of that many people. And we were actually up late in the first half and kind of gave it away. But, that was a pretty good experience. I enjoyed that. So I'd say Texas.
Nice. You know, Chris, before I let you go, I was just right when, we appreciate you coming on and taking some time. But every time I think of Wyoming, the first thing that comes to mind is Svennis Demba.
What's that?
You remember?
Who?
The first thing that comes to mind is Svennis Demba, the basketball player.
Oh,
Wyoming.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
I
grew up.
You ever see him?
Yeah, I grew up a big Wyoming fan and followed Wyoming basketball when they're at the top. He's definitely a legend around here.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I said, every time I think of Wyoming and I hear the word, Wyoming sports, I think, first thing, even today, I was thinking Svennis Demba all day. I'm like, Svennis Demba. And if I wouldn't have asked you about him, just bring him up, I would have kicked myself in the butt before I let you go. So, well, hey, Chris, we would love to keep base. We'd love to talk. Once you get down to Orlando and start training, we'd love to hear how that process is going for you and, and keep tabs. you know, follow you through this draft process. It's an exciting time for you. We hope you stay healthy and, you know, get some attention. I mean, that's the biggest thing, to get some, you know, get noticed and get some shots to, you know, showcase your skills in front of those guys. So, babe, we want to wish you the best. Happy New Year, and thanks again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. That's Chris Brzezinski, the Wyoming Cowboys free safety, second team All Mountain West, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. We've got a lot more show guests as we have them on throughout the weeks and months leading up to the NFL Draft. And it's an exciting time building that. You know, you're starting to see guys sign with agents, all-star game invites. A couple weeks, I'll be headed down to the Senior Bowl. And, you know, that's the granddaddy of them all right there, the Senior Bowl. That's the one everyone wants to get into. That's where the NFL really shows up in force to get a closer look at the seniors that are looking to take that next step. Thanks again for joining us. Once again, Chris Brzezinski, the free safety, the Wyoming Cowboys. And we'll never forget, if you're a basketball guy, college guy, Fenestempo, that was when Wyoming Cowboys really took a blower down in college basketball. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. As always, thanks for taking some time.